Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
And LaShonda, Luminous Mystic.
As you can tell, she is here in person and not in spirit or on Zoom. It just so happens that when you come over and we game plan a couple of months of workshops and some really cool things we have up and coming, you get, you know, thrown into the radio show last minute because you're still here.
And I have not a problem with that.
No, she's not like, all right, let's go. So, oh, I just kicked the dog. You might hear his tappity tap of feet. We're also trying out a new mic. It's just an exciting day. I love days where we can come together and put our heads together, brainstorm some ideas, bring some new things to you guys. We will be working out of Fallbrook. We're starting this month, but officially I will be in an office in August. So I'll be doing in-person appointments, which is really exciting because I haven't been able to do in-person Reiki sessions since the pandemic. And with that being said, now I can actually get into your energy. I can take you through guided meditations and do a light hypnotic state, past life sessions and regressions. Yes, we can finally do them in person. And then we're going to be having all sorts of cool workshops that we'll talk about into each break, things that you can join us on. And yeah, I mean, it's just, I can't wait to be out there.
I can't either. It's like exciting. And I don't know if you noticed, but I'm like, you guys, if you guys can hear the conversations that we have doing these sessions, you would like flip your lid. It's so fun.
Flip your lid, folks. I love it. You did. Yeah. You said flip your lid. I like it.
What does that mean?
Well, it's like mind blowing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you're literally blowing your mind. Unless you're in drugs, but don't do drugs. That's illegal.
No.
But you know what? This topic actually came late yesterday for me because we're all going through this process of grieving and grief, right? With that being said, we just lost, I'm not ashamed to say, 1994, class of 1994, we just lost one of our student bodies. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it might be 44 years, 45 years later. But no, not that I graduated. That math
doesn't.
We're 44 or 45, it was 1994. It has been some time, right? But we're still young, we're still in our prime. Mm-hmm. And he unfortunately lost his life. And he now is in a much better place, but he definitely held a special space in every person's life that he touched. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of hit home. Like, we may not be, you know, buds anymore or hanging out in the hood. Those of you that are from Mira Mesa know that we call, you know, and how many of you call your places the hood? So, but no, like, it may not be that we're having dinner together every Friday night, but we would run into each other from time to time. We still had connections through other friends. And was just an all-around good guy and faced his own demons and had his own battles, just like any of us. And it brought up that grief topic. So as we were sitting around brainstorming, literally for hours today, I said, I would like to do a show tonight on that. Talk about shades of grief, right? And also understanding that it isn't just grief of loss of someone in our lives, but it's also the loss of what's going on around us, right? So in this pandemic, a lot of people have lost loved ones globally. And we have felt that as a universal consciousness. We feel that every time someone leaves this earth, we just may not be completely in tune with it. But that brings our energy level down and it brings our connection to a different level. And with all the people that have been lost through this pandemic and just through the virus itself has just been in the millions, right?
Yeah.
Globally. And that is very hard for us to be able to wrap our head around. And at the same time, some of you are grieving, not maybe because you've lost a loved one to COVID. Maybe you did lose someone in your life, you know, this year for other reasons, but some of you got laid off,
right?
Or your jobs were just done. You were terminated. Some of you also might've lost in, you know, a home because of that financial Maybe your personal life dreams, right? You had this goal. How many of you graduated college this year and were ready to hit the ground running? Your niece.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was ready to go. She graduated from an Ivy League school and then nothing. No job offers. Nobody was hiring. You know, no, she's trying to, now she has a student loan to pay off and all that stuff. And she is still trying to get to recover from that.
You graduate Penn State. You might be okay with not the graduation part of it, but a year later, you're still looking for work, right? That is mind blowing, right? Some of you lost marriages, right? Maybe it was spouses or just relationships that didn't work, where you'd moved in and thought it was fun 2 years ago, and a year later into the pandemic, you're like, ew,
right?
Ew, no, time to go.
Pre-pandemic,
too much together
time. too much together time.
Yeah.
And the list goes on and on.
It does.
So grief comes in different forms, right? And it's surprising how physical grief can actually be. So, you know, your heart aches, a memory comes up that causes your stomach to turn, you know. A lot of it is symptoms that we just dismiss. Headaches, stomach aches, anxiety, depression, right? These are all forms of grief as well. And it could be because you've lost that job or the marriage has gone downhill. Or, you know, you're like, I'm set out to be a doctor and I'm lucky to find a job, you know, in the medical field anywhere at this point. Those are those things we're talking about. Your body is so electrified with energy that you can barely sleep. So insomnia. Mm-hmm. The mind chatter, the mind never stopping, right? Especially when we've lost loved ones, which LaShawn's going to tell a story in one of our segments about that mind chatter and, you know, hiding behind and masking that grief and then coming face to face with that energy. Yeah. And then bringing all that back up and then back into that mind, right? Sometimes you're exhausted or sometimes maybe you're falling asleep immediately. There's so many different things that we feel physically, but did you know that there's also the energy base around it? That it's not just affecting us physically, that it's actually affecting us energetically, which is being manifested into those physical symptoms. We don't always put those two together. That's why we're talking about the shades of grief, right? So what else do you want to talk about with this topic? Because we found, you know, the different ranges of things that grief can cause.
I wanted to just explore just how different everybody is too, their reactions to it, you know? Everybody grieves differently. The yeah. length of time, the way they do it, their reaction to it, when it comes up, when it doesn't, and just how they deal with it. Everybody's different. Yeah. And I think that's interesting.
You were blown away by inflammation.
Yeah, that I was, you know, I always say that stress kills. You hear me say that a lot, but I did not think about that actually grief can cause so many physical mm-hmm. issues. That was a shock to me.
Including death.
Absolutely. They definitely said that. So, you know, it just really, I don't even know. That was a hard one for me to even swallow because I've grieved for a lot of people and a lot of things, not thinking that it had a physical toll on me, not thinking in that sense.
Right. We think it's like mental, emotional. But when it is physically affecting us, it means that it's gone through the mental and the emotional, mm-hmm. the energetic layers of our body into those physical manifestations. It can weaken our immune system, right? So many things can actually cause that. The inflammation and the increase of inflammation, that is so much of our body can be inflamed. You know, I work through that all the time. My dad has rheumatoid arthritis. It's the inflammation of that body. It's the body fighting itself, right?
Right.
And we are not medical doctors or psychiatrists here. This is coming from our perspective of what we know, what we've experienced, and then how we know as healers, as energy workers, and as psychic mediums as well, and intuitive mediums on all those different levels, right? The broken heart syndrome. So this was something that was interesting to talk about before we go to break, right? Again, this is not just a physical thing. This is emotional, right? They're feeling that broken heart at an emotional level. You have family, you've gone through this.
Yes.
The broken heart syndrome.
Absolutely. My great grandmother and her sister actually died one day apart from each other. I don't even think it was a full 24 hour, but they were super close, have been from the time that they came out the womb. They actually were pretty close in age too. And this was my first experience with, one of my first experience on what my gifts were at that point in time, because I did see both of them passing. I don't think one day apart from each other, but yeah. And it was, I really honestly believe then, as I do now, that it was because of a broken heart. They were joined at the hips, and those are sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, so not just does it not happen when it comes to someone that you love or a spouse or relationship in that sense, but yes, with siblings, friends, even I've read. So,
yep, you had some famous people.
Yeah, well, this conversation sparked the famous people that I thought of, and I was thinking about Debbie Fisher and Keri Reynolds. You know, Keri Reynolds, she was Debbie Reynolds's daughter. Did I say that right? Keri Fisher was Debbie Reynolds's daughter.
Right.
Yeah. And then they were close. I mean, you could see, like, they had reality shows and stuff, right, they would fight, but you could see the love was there. And she went like a day or two after Keri did. And recently there was a celebrity, she was named Tawny Katane. And I'm not sure, you know, I don't know what the official cause of death was, but her brother did give an interview saying that she was grieving very deeply for the loss of her father. That in fact, when she died, she had been planning her dad's funeral. So it's just, it goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part about that particular story, is because they said that they couldn't find anything physically wrong with her on the outside or the inside. And so for that to happen, that was mind blowing to me as well. Mm-hmm. Not to have, you know, physical things where the doctor can say, okay, she had the inflammation or this was a heart attack or something, for her to die like that.
And they call it the broken heart syndrome. And I know that I've had a couple different clients in the years that I've been doing this. And it actually hit me the years I've been doing this. I read a client just this week and I was like, this name sounds familiar. And you're like, oh, you look familiar. And we're doing it through Zoom. And she's like, yeah, you read me in a group reading at your house a couple years ago. My son is 2 now. I was pregnant. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, where did that go? But I have read people whose grandparents have gone either on the same day, which is mind blowing, or within, you know, a couple days apart, because they had been married for like 60 years and met as children and just could not fathom leaving one behind. Right. And so they just were so heartbroken. At the same time, I'm thinking, you know what, this is just part of what they wrote, was like, dude, we're going to come in, we're going to meet young, we're going to go through our life, but when we go, we're going together. Right. And they had that pack.
I never thought about it from that standpoint.
That's what Spirit told me when I was working with those clients, and actually got both grandparents in. And they're like, no, we organized this. This was our plan, was that we didn't want to be separate. We came in, we met at childhood age, and when it was time to go, we were going at about the same time, because we did not want to be apart from one another. So that's what's really interesting about putting grief into a different category than just what you're going to see on WebMD, and putting it into that twist of that spiritual sense as well. So we're about to go to break, you guys. I have still my 1 hour, $75 psychic medium reading, right? And I'm doing a special for June, which is $111 for an Akashic past life blueprint reading. Those have been mind blowing for me, honestly, because we were talking about past life readings and, you know, how do you validate it? And I'm like, what's cool about what I've been doing with clients in the Akashic records, working into their past lives, is they're validating things happening in this life, which is what I'm talking about from past lives, and then teaching them how to cut those cords. So we can do that as well.
And $111, and I'm not just saying it, just, you know, I mean, like, that's a steal. I've seen other people and that what they charge for these things, and it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's fine for them, but like, it's, your price is amazing for what they get.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you, ladies. All right, you guys, we're coming up next into segment two, and segment two is going to talk about hiding the grief and how it affects your physical body, right? And through that emotional body layer as well. So we're going to see you after this brief message. Thanks, you guys.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
And LaShawn, the luminous mystic.
Mystic, everyone. Mystic. It's my favorite word of the week. Mystic.
Not lipstick.
Nope. That mystic. Is, that's lipstick. Ooh. That's what I got on. You guys, thank you for joining us this evening as we are talking about the shades of grief, right? And it's something that we're all going through at one point in our lives. Mm-hmm. Some of us multiple times in our life. Like, I don't know how many more times I could go through grief, right? But this is the learning experience from it. This topic stemmed from a classmate in high school. Shoot, people that I know went to elementary school, knew him at age five, played soccer and baseball. He ended up losing his life this past week. And what was interesting is that he actually lost his life on his mother's birthday. Mm-hmm. Talk about the heaviness that she's gonna hold in that space, yeah. Right? Now he is in a much better place as we know, and he is now able to heal and he's able to grow. It gives me the chills just thinking about that energy and that shift for him, which is a beautiful transition, but it leaves those here in grief, right? But it also is jobs. It's this pandemic that's left a lot of us hanging. People have lost their homes. I mean, how many people are homeless around the world as well from this pandemic because they lost their job and that chain reaction, right? We're here to give some tips on how to kind of continue working through that process on that spiritual level of it. And to also talk about how it affects our physical body. I want to get to a couple of these comments though. I love it when you guys, excuse us. We just yelled at your mom on break.
I was ready for the comments too.
And you are just shocked. You are shocked. We can't let her anywhere, you guys, anywhere. We've got Denise Moody. Hello. We love it that you're tuning in. I know that you and I have talked about grief before and you are very open about that and going through that process. Michelle Beiler Klein. Hey everybody, that is our Sweetwater Farms petting zoo counterpart. So hello, Michelle. Interesting. Crazy today. I felt so off and yesterday. Love how you have this one. So much anxiety these last 2 days, panic attacks. She's working on self-care.
Part of it is going to be my show tomorrow on Eye of Soul Radio. We're doing a release and intentions workshop in an hour, folks. I know that's kind of hard to believe with me.
I'm sorry, you say what now?
That's my radio show. We are working through the solar eclipse that's happening and the new moon tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Michelle, that's part of what you're feeling, but it also can trigger those feelings of grief and can talk, you know, we can talk more about right now is hiding grief, right? And so all of a sudden we think we've dealt with it, and then something triggers that energy to come back up, whether it be.
And this is not just like putting on that brave face. I mean, no. Like literally even hiding it from ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, the planets can align in a way that shifts our energy and then all of a sudden starts triggering emotions that we aren't understanding unless we actually sit with it for a minute and think about it. And I know, Michelle, you have gone through a lot of grief yourself, especially the past few years, mm-hmm. right? And really processing that. And for you, it's not only on the human level, but it's the animal level as well, right? So for you guys, animals is a big one for people.
Yeah.
They're our family, whether it's a horse that you've got, and I know Spirit Walker Nicole's nodding her head.
We were not supposed to talk about this. This was on the no talk.
But people also feel, and we have to discuss that as well, that sometimes we experience that grief from an animal, from our animal fur family.
Right.
So this was kind of your segment, the loss of something.
Yeah. So I'm talking about when you hide the grief from yourself. So like, I mean, and not even intentionally, like you think you've dealt with whatever loss you're feeling, you've done the work, you've written it out, you've released it, you've done all that good stuff, and you start kind of feeling back to normal and everything's good. And then something happens, some sort of like, you're walking through the store and like you're on aisle 2 looking for the Oreos. And then you get this whiff of perfume that was like your mom's, mm-hmm. or you know, are at a gas station and the person next to you pulls up and it looks just like your grandpa, and it just triggers and everything comes flooding, rushing back. And you're like, where is this coming from? I thought I was past this.
Yeah.
So speaking of grocery stores and grandfathers, LaShawn.
You guys, this really tripped me out when I was experiencing it, because I didn't think that it was even possible for it to happen. But what happened was my grandfather had passed many years before I had this experience, where I was actually in a grocery store and I saw him. Okay? I saw him.
Again, he's passed.
He's passed.
He's not in human form.
Yes.
And you see him in the grocery store.
I see him in a grocery store. And I just want to say this. My grandfather, he has a very distinct look. Is that right? Distinct
yep.
look. He doesn't look like anybody that you would ever see. And that's on everything. You know, you have some people to look like or kind of have the same features and stuff. This was not him. He has a very distinct look. There was no doubt in my mind that this is who this was. But what I found myself doing was basically running from him, because I'm thinking, okay, this isn't happening. I'm tripping. But then every time I turn around and look, he's there.
Are you in your spirituals?
Like, no, I am physically in the store.
No, but I mean, for you, were you into the spirity stuff at that point?
No, I wasn't.
So
I had no
really
idea.
Something new for
this
you.
Is that was very new for me, which is why I'm thinking I'm going crazy. You know, is this really what I'm thinking is happening? And I'll explain that in a minute. But what ended up happening was once I got outside to my car to put my groceries in, I decided that I was just going to turn around and say something. And I turned around and he was gone. Now, when we got outside, I saw him outside by the light post. I'm telling y'all, I see this, like, I want to just.
If you could sketch it, you would do it.
Would do it. I saw him by the light post. I'm in my car putting my things in, and my thing was just to turn around. As I did, I turned around and he was gone. And how this came about, that I realized that what I saw was real, was I went to a medium and did not explain anything to her, and she told me, you had an experience where you thought you saw someone in a store, and she said, I want you to know that that was real. And I about lost my stuff, because I'm thinking, are you serious? That can actually happen. And that, for me, what it did was it brought up a lot of feelings that I had from his passing, because I was mad at him. I was so angry at him for what he did, which was he made my friend go home. I was younger. He made my friend go home, teenage actually. He made my friend go home and I was so mad at him. I didn't talk to him for like days. And then he ended up passing in our home where my brother found him. So we all saw him laying there and I just got angry. And that particular day brought all of those feelings back up for me. The anger came back up. The why did you leave? Why did you have to go? Came back up. I was reliving everything from the original, you know, of finding him. I relived all of that at that point. But what I realized was that was also my healing point for him. And that he was letting me know, I got my heavy artillery here. that he was letting me know that he was okay. And that what I saw was real, and I needed to see him to let that go.
And that is so powerful on that part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you, you know, that maybe you have gone through that divorce, that loss of job, right? And we're hiding that grief, but we're rewriting it in our heads as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to tell the story this way. I'm going to put these twists and turns because we're hiding. We're right. Pushing it down. We're trying to make it better. But when it surfaces, right?
In a hard way. For me, it was.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard way. Yeah.
And it hits us to that core level, right? And for me, you know, going through a divorce of a relationship that was 25 years long with three kids, it was the loss of self.
Yeah,
I was grieving the loss of me and who I thought I was and what I thought I wanted in life all came to a screeching halt that day.
Yeah.
And then it was months upon months and then a pandemic and then being in quarantine and then having to continue to rewrite it because I wanted it to make sense and realizing it didn't. And right. Then crumbling and then picking myself back up and repeating that cycle over and over and over again. Because I had lost the sense of who the hell I was and what I wanted and what was my goals. My goals was to be a mom, to have that fulfilling day job, to feel like I've touched people's lives, to grow this business. And all of that I had to go back through and second guess.
Which put you in that wondrous day. Remember when I said mm-hmm. that you were wondrous, wondering what was going on? I didn't know what was happening with her at that time, but I think that was the word that I used.
Yeah. And that was it. You know, yeah. It's taken a couple years to work on that healing for me
yeah.
and to realize that I'm not the person that everyone expected me to be. And I don't have to put that face on anymore to make others feel better, that I am okay being where I'm at and standing strong in my own truth, because I did grieve the loss of that person in that situation. Right. Mm-hmm. And I know that what I went through was for my own healing and growth for where I'm going.
Right.
But it was a grieving process for me to let go of the individual that I thought I was supposed to be, that I was groomed to be, that I thought in my head I was supposed to be, and to acknowledge and open up to who I really am today. Mm-hmm. And that might change tomorrow. And that's a big part of that. All right, you guys. So LaShawn, tell everybody what's going on with you, how they can get a hold of you, what kind of promotions you got. And then when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the medium junkies. Dun, dun, dun.
So you can find me on Luminous Path with Love on Facebook, as well as Luminous Path of Love on Etsy. Right now, I am running a special 45 minutes for $50 for, what is it called? The Mystical Summer.
Mystical!
And with that becomes, you get a mystical reading, which means anything can happen in this particular reading. Your loved ones can come through. I can do card pulls. I can do pendulum readings. Anything and everything is what can come up. So it's whatever the universe wants you to know. And whoever comes through, we're going to give you that message too. So go over to Luminous Path with Love. DM me. I also have a Reiki special right now, $45 for 30 minutes. Say what?
Yes, we need that. Love it.
Excited.
All right, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game.
But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
You are listening to and watching Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
You're welcome, Nicole.
LaShawn, the luminous mystic.
She's going to do a rap for us next. I know that music started because Jacob's just trying to mess with us today, but we are on it, buddy. And it sounded like he was doing a little bit of DJing.
Yeah, yeah. What was happening?
Do it again. Surprise music always, okay?
He's keeping us on our toes.
Yes, he
yeah,
is.
That's what it is. We are talking about the shades of grief today and the different ways it affects us physically, the way that we can kind of hide it and then relive it, how it can actually come through in the forms of smells. Right. Or for some people physically seeing their loved one who's passed come back. Right. Grocery store might have been an interesting time. He could have shown up on your couch, but
I would have preferred the grocery store instead of my couch.
Okay, Grandpa, this is, come on in. But, you know, what happens when we have lost that loved one or misdirection? Right?
Yep.
Looking for reasons behind why things have happened. We're looking for, you know, answers to where's my next move? Where am I going in life? We call those people at times, and this is not to insult anybody, medium junkies. And I have to say, you know, I've been there once or twice to where I've wanted to get different views. And so I'll ask different people. I didn't necessarily go in and pay people, but like, especially first starting out, you know, people would start to read you in practice groups and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, I want more. I want more of this, right?
Yeah.
I need more. I need more answers. And then it builds, right? So Spirit Walker Nicole, give us the definition of what a medium junkie is. And then we'll talk about the pros and cons of that as well.
My definition, I don't know if it's an official definition. Maybe
from your perspective, your definition.
Mine is one that just repeatedly goes to see mediums, like over and over, especially when they've recently lost somebody, you know, and you don't really give yourself that
I don't know. I don't know what the appropriate time frame is, but I mean, we've had people hit us up within 24 hours of their loved one passing away, most times unexpectedly, and want to connect. And it's kind of like they just keep, they go from medium to medium hoping, and they just want more and more. And yeah, so that's, and sometimes they like the answers they get, sometimes they don't, but they're going to keep trying different mediums. And we tell people, try, you know, go to different mediums, see what you get. But I don't think we don't really mean that for, like, if you're in that that grief state, mm-hmm. and you recently had that loss, that's when you need to kind of chill a little bit and really process that before you look to other people. Because if this business is filled with, you know, the good and the bad, just like any business.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will really take advantage of those that are in the throes of grief, and they'll just say, oh, well, you know, for another $99 and 15 more minutes, maybe we can connect. Oh, well, it's the whatever. So you have to really be careful with who you trust your heart to when you're in that grief state.
Yeah. That's the hard part, is that we will give out money. And there are, unfortunately, those people that take advantage of us.
Yeah.
Who are in such a space of wanting answers or connections or looking for direction that rely on our gifts. But there are frauds, just like any other freaking field out there, you know, that take advantage of that. And yet I do hear time and time again from new clients and old clients. I went and saw another medium, which, you know, after a couple sessions, go ahead and see someone else, because they're going to bring maybe through someone else. Right. But they keep telling me the same thing. Well, that spirit's way of trying to get into your head that they are not listening to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. But it's those that want to come back and do repeated sessions with me, to where I will see them a couple of times, because a lot of times you can't get through everything in the first session.
Right.
But then I tell them, I need you to take a break. I need you to absorb what we're doing. I need you to start the healing process. I need you to start continuing your grieving, whatever it is that we're working through.
Right.
And this goes with Reiki work as well, right? It's time for you to do the work for you. And instead, I find out 6 months when they're, you know, when I've allowed them to come back for a reading with me, that they've gone to three other people, and now I've totally torn apart what it is that they were, you know, trying to work on. And they still weren't doing the healing aspect of it.
That's the crazy part about it, though, is because, you know, they start with the footwork and the advice that you give them, and what's coming through. You go to somebody else and they tear you down sometimes. I've experienced that, where they'll tear you down, and it's like you're having to start all over again. So now they come back to you. I'm just saying her, because we're talking about it, and expect for you to rebuild. Like, that's hard.
It's tough. And they take advantage of that grief process.
Yeah.
And so if you are looking for that connection, make sure that you're finding the right person. Make sure that you are working on the healing part of it yourself. Take what you get from these sessions.
Yep.
And work on that and making that goal. If you have to go to multiple people, you're not in that right direction, mm-hmm. right? You're not in that right headspace to absorb it. And that's a tough space to be in. Okay, Denise, you're still here. Are you open to, every so often, you guys, something happens and somebody's energy jumps out at us, but I never want to infringe on your free will. But we have some things coming in for you. So if you're open, let me know in the chat so that we can continue on that. And for you guys,
where I found a lot of people get taken advantage of, and where the grief is enormous, is missing person cases.
So yeah,
and those are so hard, because, you know, at least, you know, when somebody that you love passes, they pass, and you know,
yeah.
But that missing person, abduction, things like that, the uncertainty is what is.
That is so hard. I've had two different missing person cases, uh-huh. of people that have reached out to me in the past 5 or 6 years. I don't charge them for it. I don't.
Yes, yeah.
And I make sure they know up front that I'm only able to give them what I get from spirit, and I can pass along that information. And from that point, it's up to them. You know, that's a tricky space to be in, but what you need to know, both on a human and spiritual level, what happened to that loved one. Right. And one is still missing cases. They cannot find him. And another one, actually, there were pointers in the direction that we were going, and then it stopped hot for me. It's one of those things that it's very hard to do, but people will string other people along, and that that sucks, right? Because we want to heal. That's the part of it. Denise is open to a reading, but before we get to that real quick, how many times a year do you say go see a medium or a psychic?
Like for you,
for an individual. When they come to you, how many times a year would you say?
I don't know, like a year, three, maybe four, if you're like quarterly.
Like to see one,
to check in.
Yeah.
At the most, four at the absolute most.
Yeah.
But would that be depending on what they're going for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we go to, well, mediums, I know it's speaking to people's loved ones, but obviously some people are psychic mediums as well, which means that they can connect in of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, does that matter? Like whether they're talking to just their loved ones specifically or including just life situations?
I think, you know, obviously it's a case by case basis, but
okay.
At any time somebody goes to a medium, they're looking for something, answers mm-hmm. that they cannot get themselves.
Yeah.
So if it's that you're trying to connect with a loved one, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, and if you get through it, then awesome, you get that message, but you need time to process that message, you know? And then if it's, you're going to psychics and mediums for other things like life direction and things.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time being spent asking other people how to run your own life.
Yeah.
That's the biggest part.
You're absolutely right about that. And that's what I was going for when I was going on a constant basis. I was going crazy because I'm just like, okay, but you said this or this didn't happen, not knowing that it's a free will and that things can change because that never even got explained to me.
Yep.
And then one day I was told for extra, like you were saying, bro, for extra so-and-so, then I can do this and basically break a curse or whatever the case may be. And I was honestly, listen, I was like, but this is all I got for gas. And she told me that a way I will get that money back some kind of way. And I gave my money up, all that I had at that point in time.
Let LaShawn be a lesson.
Okay. Well, that's the other thing is that we're able to grieve if we are constantly seeking somebody else to tell us.
Yes.
And that does affect our chakras. It affects our heart chakra a lot. And LaShawn's right. We were talking earlier. It affects all of our chakras.
Yeah.
But that broken heart syndrome, the pain I would feel in my chest, the anxiety, I thought I was having heart attacks. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was being strangled.
Yeah.
This energy gets housed in these areas. And what happens is that through that grief and not allowing ourselves to express it and to be able to work with others in doing so, we start to feel like we're being suffocated. It starts to affect the internal organs. And that's why being able to work through, you know, see a therapist if you need to, right?
Yep.
And be able to work through that processing part of it. There's a few other ways to go about that, but I want to go to break. We're going to talk about what we got with Denise and then give you some tips towards the end on ways that you can both spiritually and physically work through grief in order to continue your own healing process. I love what we're doing
in
Fallbrook.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. So exciting. So June's already sold out. I sold out in a day and a half. It is our sunset group reading and healing circle. It's around a beautiful pool. It's out in Fallbrook, California. And what I love is my San Diego peeps are back. Yay.
Yes.
Can't wait to see you guys. I've missed doing stuff in person, but we're going to be doing group readings. We're going to be doing a really cool 30-minute healing circle at the end of each one of these that we put together mm-hmm. for June. I can't wait for you guys to see what it is. I have one in July. I've already sold 2 tickets. I only take 10 people because every single person gets a reading. And so that's June 10th at 5 p.m. in Fallbrook. That's on Facebook. So Shades of Spirit LLC, you can get your tickets from there. We have the Dinner with Spirit experience with Chef G, a 3-course meal and messages from Spirit. That is in Temecula. That is Thursday, July 15th. I don't know why I had to say it that way. Too many things are coming out. That's at 5:30. It's like a speakeasy style pop-up restaurant. So I love the whole mystery behind
that
it.
That food look amazing.
It is. It's Italian food. I can't wait to do that as well. And then Ashley Tower, Art by Ashley T and I, are doing a paint with Spirit. And of course, LaShawn, she's with us for everything. Under the Trees, it's going to be in Fallbrook as well. And that is going to be Saturday, February 17th. And that is 5:30 to
February.
February, huh? June. Wow. June 17th.
We tag team.
Saturday, I know. And that's at 5:00. Ashley, I'm sorry, they're mean to me. So we've got a few cool events coming up in July. Stay tuned. We're going to take a shortened break and we'll be back right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're just grooving out to the intro music back from break. I am psychic medium Jamie.
You're welcome, Nicole.
LaShawn the Luminous Mystic.
Mystic. We are Shades of Spirit talking about shades of grief today and kind of the do's and don'ts. So don't go to 100 different people asking for their advice because it's the biggest part is remembering you can tune in yourself and ask these loved ones to come in, right? This is one of the spiritual ways.
Yeah.
Being able to connect, being able to ask your spirit team to bring in that loved one. Through a dream state or a vision or just feeling them or smelling their perfume while you're brushing your teeth at night or smelling that cigar smoke while you're sitting out in your backyard and you know no one around you smokes.
Right.
These are ways that our loved ones can come to us.
That's the thing. That's what a good medium should share that with you.
Yeah.
Tell you how to do it. Empower you. Not take your gas money and, you know, try to take your retirement too the next month.
Right.
It should be a learning, uplifting experience, but also educational and giving you tools. And we're going to share some of those too.
So emotional and physical self-care, taking a walk, get outside. Do you know how many times I did not want to move from that state of grief and my own loss in my life, right? It was like, put on your flipping shoes, girl, get the jacket and go take a walk, get outside. So spending time in nature, exercising. I did not exercise. I didn't want to. I was just mopey. Anxiety had kicked in. I was depressed. I had the headaches. I was nauseous all the time, all those physical symptoms. But if I would have gotten off my butt and taken a walk outside, breathed in that fresh air, listened to the birds and did what I teach people to do for my own self, it took me months to get to that point where I'm like, hello, get off your ass and do what you're supposed to do. And at that point I was able to really reconnect both spiritually and physically with my body and clear that energy out. Getting enough sleep. I know that's hard to do when we're in that grief state. And even if it's a cat nap for 20 minutes on the couch in the middle of the day, don't beat yourself up over it, right? Sunday self-care last week, 2.5 hours, I was out cold sleeping. I don't ever flip and do that.
In the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day. You know how many things I had to do on Sunday? And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to lay here for 20 minutes turned into 2.5 hours. But I needed to do that for me, right? And that healing part of it. And that heals our physical body and our mental state as well. Also, they talk about social support. So if you need to see a therapist, go see one. You know, I did. The joy of therapists is that they told me I had nothing wrong with me. So that was fun. I had to go find a second one to actually talk about what was going on and to have someone bring some different perspective. Self-acceptance, that was a huge one for me. Practicing the self-care, getting through that normal part of grief, there is no normal in grief. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
And also reminding myself that I can reach out to others to help me. That was probably the hardest lesson to learn as well, was allowing myself to be vulnerable on that aspect of it as well. So there's so many ways that you can do that. And again, we are here to help. You know, if you want to connect and you haven't done so in a while, and that's going to help you work through healing, that's what these readings are for and these connections. You're looking for direction in your life. We can help you connect with your spirit team and do that. So remember those things. I want to get to Denise because you were like, when I saw Denise's name and I'm like, well, I know Denise and I'm pretty sure if she's still on, she's going to be open.
Yeah.
What were you feeling? Because it's funny you said that, because the thing about being hot, As I was getting ready, yeah. I'm like, why am I flush?
That's,
why am I
flush? That's the exact term I was going to use is flush, because what happened was as we were getting the comments in with you, Denise, I immediately got really hot. It was basically in the face area though.
Yes, just
the face area. And I felt as if, how did I describe that? It's almost like you're holding your breath and you're just about to explode. Mm-hmm. It was very, very intense. And I looked at Jamie and I'm like, okay, I'm so glad we're on break, because this is how I'm feeling. And I know that this is towards you, to you, because once I acknowledged it and we went to the next name, it completely went away.
And now that we're back in it, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
So are you having,
and I'm dizzy,
any physical things going on right now? My neck is really itchy, which is also like an allergy, or you're detoxing or something going on. The flushing of the face, you mm-hmm. thought maybe blood pressure.
Oh yeah, I said blood pressure. Like my blood pressure was skyrocketing. Yes, blood pressure. But also when you talk about the throat, my throat feels like it's closing up. And it's kind of weird because I've only experienced this like one other time where it's like half of the throat mm-hmm. is closing up. Usually for me, what I got out of that or understand is that there's things that you need to speak that you're not speaking on. That's number one.
For yourself. You are good at speaking.
Yeah, I was actually about that. That was the other half of it, yeah. Because sometimes we speak too much as well. And so for you, I think it's like a half and half. And that's why one side is closed and the other one is so open.
So I pulled a card out of the self-love oracle deck. And Denise, what's actually funny is that the basset has been quiet this entire time.
Sure.
And you are a dog person beyond belief. And it's interesting that we're so bringing your energy in. And he's over here now rolling around, rubbing his head, hollering, right? There are no coincidences. He doesn't do this at 5. I know his usual time's 8. So this is unusual for him to be doing it now.
Yeah.
Animals are connected to us, you guys. And he can feel energy even if you are in, you know, Hemet. And we're over here.
Yeah.
I pulled the star card, and I've actually never pulled this card out of this deck for anybody before. Mm-hmm. It says good for fortune and universal blessings. Work and love bring the truth. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, your creative destiny will be supported by the universal energy. There's a shift for you. It's just pulling the wool over, instead of pulling your wool over your eyes, you're actually removing it. You're peeling it back. You're peeling layers off. And I think that's why we're hot. And we feel like our blood pressure's going up, because the spiritual side of you and the physical body are now trying to remerge, if you will. And so it is, it's causing us to have that download, upgrade, whatever that is. It says, ask and you shall receive. Yes, by your command, you will vibrate to the cosmos. Yes is your key word here. Let's be clear though, the small self will like the idea that the universe has got your back. The true self and your wise heart know, though, the cosmos don't care if you rise, your own self-imposed blocks and fears. So stop hiding.
Yeah.
That whole communication part of it, those blocks, those fears, right? It's time to start loosening them up. It's time to start shedding those layers.
Yep.
And the cosmos aren't going to create the comfort for you, and they're not going to allow you to hide anymore. It's finding that star. So when you go out tonight, I want you to look up in the sky, and I want you to look for the stars, because we have a new moon. You should be able to see plenty of stars, and I want you to connect with that star, and I want you to start putting those intentions out, and I want you to start letting go of this energy. Go stand in your backyard, hang out with the dogs, reconnect, right? Until you're in command of your mind with an open heart and serving others, you won't feel fulfilled. And it's talking about you can crown yourself as you're already sovereign. You've got this, right? You're ready. It's time to connect. Yes, you are invaluable. And yes, you are the star in your creative destiny. And it is about connection for you as well. Okay.
That invaluable part though.
She's not been communicating much. Kidney stones, allergies, and headaches. Okay, the allergies, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Spirit Walker Nicole's had a horrible headache, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're all tuning into that energy with you. With your mom, we've got 3 minutes left. I'm going to give you a quick message because I'm freezing right now and your mom is coming through, and I've obviously connected with your mom before. And she is actually, I hate it when they do this because it's like the most emotional picture for me, is it's Dumbo and it's her holding that baby in that ear, knowing that she doesn't have much time left with him. And she's singing that song, Baby of Mine, And it plays in the back of my mind as I'm seeing this. And she's blanketing you now, and she's holding you, and she's comforting you. And except for the small fact that she knows she's going to see you in no time, even though it's going to be years upon years upon years. And that she is there with you, and that you are feeling her. And I'm feeling like either cold breezes on the side of my cheek or tingling sensations as well as she's coming in for you, and she's holding you, and she's comforting you. Then she says, be true to who you are. Yep. Never let that go.
Yep.
And that is her message to you. You guys, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our show on Shades of Grief. Remember that you have help, that there is always help out there. Mm-hmm. And that no matter what the grieving process is or where you're at in that stage, that your family and your friends and your loved ones, your spirit guides, your angels, that entire team on the other side are with you all the time. It's just being able to tune into that energy and see past that. And if you're grieving the loss of something physical or something emotional, that takes time to heal as well. And don't beat yourselves up anymore, because that's what we do, is we beat ourselves up. And I'm just like, oh my God, no, I can't take it. Good night, everybody. But I woke up Monday and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to do what I normally do and say, I've got 600 things I need to do now because I took a nap yesterday and put myself in shame.
Yeah.
That's not a cool thing, Spirit Walker Nicole.
No, it's not.
Don't put yourself in shame. So you guys, don't forget, you can find LaShawn at
The Luminous Mystic. Oh, excuse me. No.
That's your name. LaShawn, The Luminous Mystic.
You can find me on Facebook at Luminous Path with Love. And you can also find me on Etsy, Luminous Path with Love.
You guys can book any service with me on shadesofspirit.com. Go ahead and check out Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook, because that's where my events are posted. Join us. We are a good time, as you already know. And then join me tomorrow night, Eye of Soul Radio, 5 p.m., same time, same place. We're going to be doing some release and intentions through the solar eclipse and new moon. Thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.